Conclusion. The trade. Every success story is a tale of constant adaption, revision, and change. Richard Branson, billionaire founder of the Virgin Group. There are a lot of things I didn't start out as. Here's a short list. Wealthy, goal-seeking, proactive, organized, productive, an early riser. There's much more I could add to that list. But the point is this. As a young man, I was far from ideally positioned to become a millionaire. When I look back at my younger self, it's with a strange mix of humor and shock. Sometimes I find it hard to believe when I look at my life now that I'm the same person. There's no way, for example, that my younger self would have woken up this morning before his alarm went off. Never mind before the sun. There's also no way that a youthful version of me would have sat down immediately after waking and gone through the savers. It also seems at first glance like there's no way that same young man would become very wealthy. But I did. I became wealthy as surely as I did the savers this morning. Reality check. For those who are wondering, I don't masterfully execute a perfect miracle morning routine 365 days a year. I'm not a morning ninja or a super guru. I'm just a guy with a deep interest in trying to improve myself. I'd probably nail my ideal routine about 100 days of the year. The rest of the days, I hit some variation of it. An abbreviated miracle morning of sorts. Occasionally, stuff happens. And I don't have anything even close to a miracle morning. On those days, it feels like some sort of miracle when I finally crawl into bed at night. On those days, however, I'm also reminded of a truth that's easy to forget. Days are fragile things. If I lose control of the morning, I'll often lose control of the day. Things snowball, my mood and energy shift. I never quite catch up and never quite feel that sense of calm that I get when I start the day on my terms, in a space of peace and control. I don't like the feeling of losing a day. After all, how many do I have? I don't know. But I do know that we all get fewer than we wish for. And so, on a day when things seem to fall apart, I close my eyes and tell myself, tomorrow morning will be different. And you know what? It usually is. That reminder that a day, a morning, a life is a fragile thing is enough to get me right back to my miracle morning where I'm at my best. The point is this. You don't have to be perfect. In fact, you probably shouldn't even try. What you should do is try to get better. To continually improve both the quality and the quantities of your miracle mornings. Just a little each day. Just like compound interest. It adds up to big things in the end. Your journey to wealth. If the bottom line isn't already clear, here it is again. You don't become a millionaire just by waking up early. Plenty of hardworking people wake up early their whole lives and never even manage to own their own home. Waking up early doesn't guarantee wealth any more than opening a bank account does. Yet the miracle morning works. The savers work. The strategies in this book for building a mindset for wealth work. It all works. Here's why. Becoming wealthy is a journey. That may sound cliche, but it's true. Very few people become wealthy overnight, and those who do often suffer greatly. Most sustainable, enjoyable wealth comes from a journey, a process over time. There are some obvious signposts on that journey. Things like starting a business or buying a rental property or learning to manage and leverage your money. But those signposts are just the outward signs of something deeper. They're the visible indicators of personal growth. Look all you want, but I don't believe it's possible to find a self-made millionaire who hasn't developed themselves. They've all been on the same journey you're embarking on, the journey of self-improvement and learning. When I look back at my younger self, I realize, of course, that I am the same person. I've just gotten better. When I think over the years since I began my journey to wealth, I realize that I've made a trade. I've exchanged the old me, the one who slept in and procrastinated, for a new me. The same me inside, but I've traded up to a newer model. The me of years ago just had much to learn. Thanks to the power of mornings, I was able to do that learning. I was able to give up who I was for who I could become. And that, in a nutshell, is why the miracle morning works. Because it gives you both the time and the process for creating a better you. It allows you to trade who you are right now for who you can become. Mornings are the ultimate equalizer. We all have different strengths. We all have different talents, backgrounds, advantages, and disadvantages. But what we all share is that we each get one morning a day. As long as you live, without fail, you get one morning a day. Those mornings can help you create the life of your dreams. Or you can dream your life away. The choice is up to you. Fortunately, tomorrow morning isn't far off. What choice will you make? To your happiness, health, and wealth. David Osborne.